Central.
Radio.
Sounding quite good as well, still after all these years.
Central Radio, the station with charm, charisma, and...
Dickie Dangler.
You're listening to Central Radio International, broadcasting across Merseyside. Hello, I'm Dickie Dangler, and this is our look back at the 80s on the 80s Hit Machine.
Red Hot!
80s Hit Machine!
What's coming next,
Dickie? Well, we've decided to go back to...
1986.
Now, before we continue our look at 1986, here's our very own DJ Chaos.
Hello, Dickie.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
Well, you've got 10 seconds to tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
I've always been interested in music and things like that, and I've always, you know, enjoyed a marrow, by the way.
Would that be a trouser marrow?
I can't confirm or deny it, and that's why I'm here.
And
get some questions I can answer on.
I know you've been practicing your DJ skills for years.
Yes.
So I've got you a little present.
Oh, you're having a laugh now, mate.
Yeah, I'll have a look in there.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Dickie.
Do you like it?
Yes.
It's your very own Jim Lowe doll.
Oh, fantastic. I've always wanted one of them.
If you press this button, it says...
That's not Kenny Everett.
And he even goes...
Well, now, let's get the act together, please.
Squeeze its head and it says...
I remember the 12-inch single of that.
And watch this, mate. If you bend it backwards, it says...
Say you are, where's the...
Oh, that's great. I can take it on holiday now.
I'm sure you'll have hours of fun with that, won't you, mate?
Yes.
Right, enough now.
Oh, yeah. Can I just say...
Say ta-ra so I can get on with the show.
Oh, well, I've loved playing the game, Dickie. Thanks so much for letting me on.
Okay, 1986 was the year when at Westminster Abbey, the Duke of York, Prince Andrew, married a dog. Also in London, estate agent Susie Lamplugh disappears, and all of us men would snuggle up to our wives on the couch, gaze lovingly into her eyes, and say,
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady.
We're playing all the hits here on Central Radio with the 80s hit machine. And where should we go to now?
Well, we've decided to go back to
1987.
It was the year that champion English jockey Lester Piggott was jailed for 3 years for being convicted of tax evasion. Rudolf Hess is found dead in his cell in Spandau Prison. He was 93 and believed to have committed suicide by hanging himself with an electrical flex. It was the year that The Simpsons cartoon first came to TV, when it appeared in the USA on The Tracey Ullman Show. A cross-channel ferry capsizes outside the harbour off Zeebrugge in Belgium. 180 people lost their lives. British Airways is privatised and listed on the London Stock Exchange. And George Michael was in a recording studio with a woman that becomes the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was Aretha Franklin. And this got to number one for them.
Like a warrior that fights and win the battle. I know the taste of victory. Though I went through some nights consumed by the shadows. I was crippled emotionally. Somehow I made it through the heartache. Yes, I did. I escaped. I found my way out of the darkness. I kept my faith.
You can increase it. What's the bonus catchphrase?
I'm just not with it right now. I need to chill. Been busy all day, miss.
Not right. Janet, you're back in play. Here's another catchphrase.
Alternative entertainment.
Central Radio.
For the Easter bank holiday.
Central Radio.
The station with charm, charisma, and...
Dickie Dangler.
His behavior is completely unacceptable.
And you hate him.
Red Hot!
1987.
It's hits and headlines here on a bank holiday weekend. I'm Dickie Dangler, and this is...
TV's Hit Machine.
Well, we've decided to go back to...
1988 was the year when Queen Elizabeth strips jockey Lester Piggott. No, not like that. She takes his OBE off him, following his jailing for tax irregularities. Celine Dion wins the Eurovision Song Contest for Switzerland. Wimbledon win the FA Cup, beating Liverpool 1-0 at Wembley. And staying at Wembley, there's a concert featuring stars from the fields of music, comedy and film in celebration for the 70th birthday of imprisoned ANC leader, later to become president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. The United Kingdom bans broadcast interviews with IRA members. The BBC gets around this stricture, though, by using professional actors. And far off in the North Sea, the Piper Alpha drilling platform is destroyed by explosions and fires, killing 165 oil workers and two rescue mariners. But one of my favourite number ones from 88 was this. It's called Orinoco Flow, and it's from Enya, on the 80s Hit Machine. It's hits and headlines here on a bank holiday weekend. I'm Dickie Dangler, and this is the 80s Hit Machine.
80s Hit Machine.
Central Radio. It's supersonic radio. Central Radio.
Central Radio. Central Radio. Central Radio. Central Radio.
80s Hit Machine.
1988 was a year of Kylie Minogue being so lucky. Bros owing us nothing. S Express. And Glenn Medeiros was telling us nothing was going to change his love for us. I'd like to dedicate this next song especially for the love of my life, my soulmate, and now my wife. You see, I met her back in 1988, my one true love. And many years together, we still hold hands and look into each other's eyes. So, my darling Claire, this was our tune.
If I had to live my life without you near me, the days would all be empty. The nights would seem so long. With you, I see forever hold so clearly. I might have been in love before, never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, touch me now, I don't want to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You wanna know my now, how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I've never asked for more than your love. Nothing's gonna like the guiding star. I'll be there for you if you should need me. You don't have to change a thing. I love you just the way you are. So come with me and share the view. I'll help you see forever too. Hold me now, touch me now. I don't want to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You wanna know my love, how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I'll never ask for more than your love. Nothing's gonna change my love for you.
Hits and headlines here on the 80s Hit Machine. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. But we've still got one more year to feature in our look back at the decade that was the 1980s. And it is...
1989.
It was the year that Emperor Hirohito died. The Polish United Workers' Party votes to legalize solidarity. The Americans put a turkey in the White House. As George H.W. Bush succeeds Ronald Reagan as the 41st President of the United States. Satellite television service Sky TV is launched in Europe. It was the year that the Berlin Wall came down. And in the Middle East, Iranian leader Ayatollah Khomeini encourages Muslims to kill Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie. He later places a $3 million bounty on his head. Ah, so that's what he keeps in the bandage. A giant coconut-flavored chocolate bar. It was also the year that the dance music revolution was about to take off.
80s Hit Machine.
As Black Box hit the number one spot.
Oh,
This is Central Radio. I'm Dickie Dangler. Do you remember any of this?
1989.
This is the year that Margaret Thatcher's new local government tax, the poll tax, is introduced in Scotland, and one of the biggest tragedies in European football claims the lives of 96 Liverpool supporters in the Hillsborough disaster. At the movies, the new Batman film is released. France celebrates the 200th anniversary of the French Revolution. England holds Sweden to a 0-0 draw in Sweden and qualified for the 1990 FIFA World Cup finals. The game becomes famous after Terry Butcher sustains a deep cut to his forehead early in the game. He receives stitches. By the end of the game, the front of Butcher's white shirt and shorts was almost covered in blood. Terry Butcher was made of tough stuff. But these new kids, they were made of the right stuff.
First time was a great time. Second time was a blast. Third time I fell in love. Now I hope it lasts. I can see it in your walk. Tell it when you talk. See it in everything you do. Even in your thoughts. You got the right stuff, baby.
With New Kids on the Block fading off into the distance, that concludes our look at the 1980s. And thanks very much for our 80s hit machine for picking some fantastic hits.
Central Radio, the station with charm, charisma, and
the Dickie Dangler Show.
What's coming next, Dickie?
If you just wait a minute, I'll tell you. The 1980s were a big decade for music and news. But back in the 80s, I got really interested in radio. I was heavily influenced by a sound that phased in and out on my radio when I was a kid. Some kids are into football, some kids are into cars, but I wanted to be creative. The best toy I ever had when I was a kid was an old reel-to-reel tape machine, and once I realised that I could record onto it and multi-track me voice, that's when the fun started. And now in the 21st century, I've got my own little studio here, and computer software that enables me to have a multi-track recording studio. So like the artists and the painters that use colours and stuff to influence what you see, in the same kind of way, I use sounds to paint that picture. And over the years, it's a skill which I've developed. So imagine the artist sitting there doodling away one night on his piece of paper, scribbling away, thinking of ideas. And one night I started to do the same, but with my microphone on. And this is what I came up with. And if you fancy a bit of a giggle, then stay tuned to the next part of the show.
And now, a dangletastic story of how one boy became Dickie Dangler.
Me nan used to have this old record player,
and I used to sit there and play songs when me aunties came round,
and I loved it.
Record player, you're my best friend.
Hello, Gwenny.
Hello, Betty.
Well, hello, dear Gwenny.
Hiya, Norman. Come in.
And he'd all get drunk on the sherry and the homebrew. The party really got going when I used to play one of me nan's favourites, Bobby Crush.
Hello, son.
Me nan used to say, and they'd be having a great time. I eventually managed to wangle the record player off me nan, and that was it then. I used to just stay in me bedroom and
play records. I'd put me mum's cassette recorder on top of the speaker, press record, play records, and turn the music up and down, and I created me first radio show.
Oh, hang on a minute, listen, me mum wants me.
Most of the normal kids were sitting at home playing with the Ataris and Pac-Man, but I had me record player, and I wasn't normal.
The record player off his grandmother. He's developed quite a skill and is soon selecting and playing records at family gatherings. But is it fate when Dickie hears a magic voice from a far off land?
And now back to
Dickie Dangler.
One day when I was fishing with a group of mates down on a river in Wales, I had my little radio on in the background just to keep me company, and I heard them announcing that they were having a Young DJ of the Year competition.
Hey, Dickie, there's nothing in this river here. Why have you brought us all this way out here? And not like I'm getting bored, you know it.
Hey, shut up a minute.
If so, write us a letter in your best joined up hand.
Hey, I can do that. I'm going to give it a go.
I've heard you. You're rubbish. You've got no chance.
Come on, lads. Let's get out of here. I've got a letter to try and write. LL69.
So I packed up me rod and me gear and I legged it straight home. Bearing in mind, we were in the middle of Wales and we had no bus fare, so it took a bit of time. And when I got in, I scribbled a note in my best joined up handwriting, asking if I could be on the radio.
Hey mate, when I was fishing, I heard you were wanting young DJs. I am a young DJ, and I would like to be on your radio. If not, can I be chief executive? Lots of love, Dickie Dangler.
But what happened next? I'll tell you in a minute.
Meanwhile, in an ordinary house, somewhere in Central Land.
Oh, who could this be? Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Devin, and I am...
No, not one of them, sir.
Don't put the phone down.
And what are you calling me for?
Because I am ringing to tell you that you must call Central Radio now.
Oh, okay, then. Have you got the number, Kevin?
Oh, yes, sir. I have the number for you. 077-21-428-909.
Yeah? And will they be playing those records?
Oh, yes, they will be playing you records.
And what about shout-outs?
Oh, yes, and saying hello to you.
Oh, thanks, Kevin.
No problem, sir. I will ring again.
No, don't bother, mate. I'm happy as I am.
This is Central Radio.
So good. You just have to tell somebody.
And now back to...
Dickie Dangler.
3 days later. I remember it well. It was a Wednesday, because it was the day that I got me £2 spends. The postman came early that morning, which woke me up.
Oh, I wondered if that's the postman.
Only because I was sleeping near the front door. The radio station that nobody had heard of had actually replied to my letter. So with haste, I opened the envelope and it said...
Dearest Dickie, many thanks for your recent letter applying to be chief executive
of our radio station. Unfortunately, we already have a chief executive of our radio station, but we have decided to enter you into the Young DJ of the Year competition. Please be at our studios in Glenfire 5555 Beacon at 3 o'clock on Monday morning. Lots of love, avid listener, chief executive.
From that moment onwards, I was on cloud nine. I was gonna be on the radio.
Mum, I've got a letter back from the radio station that nobody's ever heard of. He said I can go on the Young DJ of the Year competition. Can I go, Mum?
Waffle away as long as you like, but
come on.
It doesn't bother me.
Ah, thanks, Mum.
See you when I see you.
I was so excited, I rushed off to school. Something that I never usually did. As soon as I got into school, I just had to tell me best mate.
Hey, Wugger, I'm going to be on the radio.
Oh, are you? Yeah. As if, you know, just like you said, your dad died in the war.
He did.
But he didn't believe me, so I told the teacher.
Mr. Jones, I'm going to be on the radio.
You stupid boy.
So then I seized me moment, and I decided to tell everybody.
Hey, everyone, listen. I'm going to be on the radio.
Oh, don't start that again.
So I asked a couple of friends if they'd like to come along with me, just to prove that it was real. But what happened next? I'll tell you in a minute.
Precious little diamond, I leave it all to you.
precious little diamond. Let it come to you. Precious little diamond. I leave it all to you. Precious little diamond. Crystallizing in you.
What's coming next, Dickie?
Previously on the Dickie Dangler Show, Dickie's heard an advert on a radio station that nobody's ever heard of, crying out for young DJs, which in his best handwriting, Dickie has applied for.
And I would like to be on your radio.
To which they replied,
please be at our studios.
Excited, Dickie rushed off to tell his mum.
I've got a letter back from the radio station that nobody's ever heard of.
And she replied,
it doesn't bother me.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
So you want to see
it? He's told his mates in school.
Hey, everyone, listen. I'm going to be on the radio.
Who consequently don't believe him. For which they beat him up. A trusty few were gathered, but did they know what they were letting themselves in for?
Early the next Monday morning, and we set off on the train to Llanfair 5455 Fecin. When we arrived, we followed the map which led us up to the radio station. We walked up the path and knocked on the door. It was a dark, dreary place. As the door swung open, a strange figure greeted us. Parting his overgrown unibrow, he glared at us through his beady eye and said,
hello everybody, I'm Avid Listener, chief executive of the radio station that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, what's one of them?
You must be Dickie Dangler.
Yeah.
Well, you better come in then, hadn't you?
Inside the radio station, which was really just a shabby old farmhouse, Avid Listener noticed that I wasn't alone.
Oh, I see you've brought your entourage with you.
No, mate, just a group of friends.
You'll let your drink and wait over there in the corner. Dickie?
Yeah, mate?
You can come with me.
Merseyside's number one free radio station.
Central Radio.
It's the Dickie Dangler Show.
The chief executive of the radio station that nobody had heard of, Avid Listener, led me down a dark corridor, which twisted and turned.
Wow!
And on either side was glass windows.
Wow!
Which looked like the flight deck of a futuristic spaceship. We stopped. An Avid Listener turned round to me and said,
well, this is the studio, boy. Come on, let's go in then.
He opened the thick, chunky door and led me in.
Oh my God!
With the mixer.
Wow!
And the microphone,
wow,
and the record players,
wow,
and the cart machines,
wow,
red and green lights,
wow,
flashing everywhere.
Wow.
I was there, in a radio station.
Stop messing about, boy.
What does this button do?
When the radio station eventually came back on the air, Dickie had sat down opposite Avid Listener, nervous but confident. The record played and they both chatted happily. Avid Listener reassuring Dickie that everything was going to be all right.
Right, when you've finished your talking, you go and stand in the corner and take your trousers off.
But I was having none of it.
Behave yourself, Avid Listener.
With the record fading out, Avid Listener switched on the microphone.
It's 3:15 on a Monday morning. Hello, you're listening to Avid Listener here on the...
And introduced their young DJ for that day.
Joining me in the studio now is a very young boy.
Unknown to me, the radio station that... nobody had ever heard of, didn't have any listeners.
It's Dickie Dangler.
Hi, Savvy.
Hello, Dickie.
The suspense was killing me.
Two records.
Just let me on the microphone, I thought.
But Avid Listener explained to me that he needed to make some money.
I'm getting hassle from a loan shark, for God's sake, boy.
And therefore, he had to play some adverts.
Llanfair 5455 Fecin.
But what happened next? I'll tell you in a minute.
What's coming next, Dickie?
Farewell, my summer love, farewell. Ooh, I
Dickie Dangler Show.
And now back to
Dickie Dangler.
What seemed like almost 5 hours later, I was awoken with a start.
Oh. You're on now, boy.
Hey, a very good morning to all you listeners out there on the radio station that nobody's ever heard of. I'm Dickie Dangler.
In my mind,
Dickie Dangler.
It was my big break, and I rambled nervously.
I've got a couple of records to play for you today. Here's Sly Fox, and let's go all the way.
Once again.
Well, that wasn't too bad, was it, Dickie?
Avid listener reassured me.
Oh, no, it's dead easy once you get going, like, innit?
That everything was going fine.
Listen, you don't have to go home, you know. You can always stay here with me.
And I was gonna be okay.
Would you like to stroke my sheep? Here, I can't see no sheep. It's under the table.
Let's have a look, Dad. Why haven't you got any pants on?
As my first record came to an end, I shuffled my script nervously and prepared for my next link. The slider went up, the red light went on, and I gave it everything I had.
Coming up in a minute, we've got a great song from Five Star, but first let's say hello to a couple of my friends, which is Lee and Dave and Simon and Wagga and Billy and Karen and Julie. That all right, David?
Carry on, boy.
And all my teachers and hello to everybody in my school. That all right, David?
Carry on, boy.
And I'd really like to be on the radio when I'm growing up and do this for a job and that. This has been Dickie Dangler, and I'll leave you with a great band called Five Star on the radio station that nobody's ever heard of. Oh, me voice.
It was the most intense 15 minutes that I'd ever been through in my life. Bulging with excitement.
I'm good, aren't I?
I asked avid listener how he thought I'd got on.
How do you think I did, Dad?
I think he was impressed.
Well, to be honest, Dickie, you were crap.
He obviously had years of radio experience. And I asked him what he thought would be the next step that I could take to becoming a radio disc jockey.
Oh.
Avid listener thought for a few moments. Then he made a suggestion to me.
Dickie, I think you're going to have to go to hospital.
But why? You're the one who's sick!
I exclaimed.
Ow.
What I mean is, I think you're better off applying to be on a hospital radio station.
Do they have hospitals in radio stations?
It's a radio station and a hospital, you silly boy. You'll gain plenty of experience and probably meet people just like yourself.
But what happened next? I'll tell you in a minute.
And now back to
Dickie Dangler.
Nervously, I inquired to avid listener.
But how do we get into that then?
I'll phone you an ambulance.
What do you mean?
In the morning.
Hey,
come here, Dickie.
Get off me, yeah.
Petrified at the thought of going to hospital, I ran out of the studio and out of the door. Along the bendy path. I stopped to catch my breath, and a thought suddenly occurred to me.
Don't remember coming this way.
Glancing over my shoulder, I ran like the wind across a field, which brought me to a gate.
For God's sake, how far have I got to run?
You haven't got time to ask questions, I said to myself.
I'm okay then.
Quickly, I went through the gate, which brought me to a river.
Well, you're having a laugh now, mate.
With no choice, I had to swim. It was a good job that we had swimming lessons in our school. By the time I reached the other side of the river, it was getting light. Pulling myself from the water, I looked down the valley, and the view was spectacular. I'd never seen anything like that before. Through the mist, I could just make out the railway station in the distance. Cold, wet, and tired.
Oh, here we go again.
I ran to catch the first train home.
Hey, wait for me! Gonna have to wait for the next one now.
But it gets better. I went to hospital, but only to entertain the patients on the hospital radio station. And if you want to find out what happened there, then you'll have to tune in next time. Thanks for listening. I've been Dickie Dangler. And a big thank you to everybody at Central Radio for putting this show on the air today. Enjoy the holiday.
The Dickie Dangler Show
is a Crippled Sausage production.
Today's episode starred Dickie Dangler as Dickie Dangler. Young Dickie Dangler was played by
Dickie Dangler.
also starring Dicky Dangler's mum.
She took off me. She didn't know whether I was going to buy it or not.
Shaz Dangler.
Oh, Dicky, you're just not funny anymore.
Also starring special guest star DJ Chaos.
Oh, well, thanks, Dicky. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Special guest star Jim Lowe as the Jim Lowe doll.
On this bank holiday Monday.
Also starring Tony Hollis.
I'm just not with it right now.
Radar Roy.
Hi, it's Radar Roy.
And not forgetting the 80s Hit Machine.
80s Hit Machine.